I suppose it was, it's kind of interesting thinking back to that point. It was like the mid-80s in Cork, and it's kind of interesting being in the middle of another deep recession now, what's happening. And in Cork in the mid-80s, most of the cultural organisations that we now have were actually founded, like Cuirc an Dearca, ourselves, the National Sculpture Factory, Backwater Studios, you know, they were all kind of founded in the late 80s, early 90s. So four artists were graduates of the Crawford College, Maud Cotter, Ailish O'Connell, Vivian Roach and Danny McCarthy, who were very well-known sculptors. Were kind of looking for somewhere to work collectively. They had all been travelling abroad doing their masters. They knew that the moment was right to have a collective facility because, as we know, working as artists is very isolating. They're generally on their own in their studios. So this building was identified. It was empty at the time. City Council were using it for storage of those big hairy Christmas lights that used to be on Patrick Street, used to be in here on the floor, AstroTurf, the possessions from people's houses who were repossessed. It was a real storage territory. And they approached the city manager, who was Joe McHugh at the time. And Joe was very visionary, actually. He decided to take a risk, yeah, and gave it to four artists on a long-term lease to set up this organisation. And the Arts Council came in then in 1989 and supported the organisation financially. So really it was set up by artists. It was an artist-led initiative to look for kind of a building that would give them collective space to work in, so that you could begin to acquire collective equipment that you could never afford to have in your own studio. And that would have enabled people to work large scale. So they were very visionary, actually, as four artists. And they stayed involved for the first few years. And then, obviously, the organisation's grown quite a lot since then. It's gotten, you know, we've adapted this building quite a lot. We've put in a new roof. This mezzanine that we're sitting in is an award-winning piece of architecture from Tom DePuer. We worked with Robin Lee Architect to do the new entrance last year. So we're always layering new things onto the building. But I suppose something that we as an organisation are very protective of is the fabric of the building, actually. Nothing that we've done has changed the building very much. We've enhanced it, we would think. We've added things in. But actually, we could, if we were to vacate this building, it wouldn't change that much. You know, we've put in this big door at the back and some new kind of equipment. But our imprint is quite light, and we respect the building's capacity in that way. I suppose we're very excited to be in this building because it's a very distinctive building in Cork, and it's on a great site in that corner. It's also, we would say, we're one of the first buildings in Docklands, in Cork Docklands. So it gives us a very kind of landmark position in the city. And we're also aware that the citizens in the city only get in occasionally because it is a workspace. So that's why nights like Heritage Night, Culture Night, or when we do events for the film festival, they're important because the public get to come in actually and see what's going on.